Last week, an American spacecraft called Peregrine 1 tried to land on the moon, but it didn't work out. There was a problem with the engine that stopped it from landing. So, the people in charge decided to make the spacecraft destroy itself by entering Earth's atmosphere and burning up over the Pacific Ocean. A tracking station in Australia confirmed that they lost contact with the spacecraft. It's unlikely that any parts of it will survive and make it to the ocean. The company in charge of the mission, Astrobotic, wanted to deliver 5 instruments from NASA to study the moon's environment. If it had worked, this would have been the first American mission in 50 years and the first time a private company landed on the moon. But they ran into some problems right after launching. Even though things were tough, the engineers were able to figure out what went wrong and make the spacecraft last longer than they thought it would. They were able to fix some things and send it back to Earth. Even though they didn't reach their main goal, it's still really impressive what they were able to do. The problem with the spacecraft was that some of the fuel was leaking from a tank. This made the spacecraft unstable and the solar panels couldn't keep it powered. But even with all these issues, some of the instruments on board were still able to work and collect data. They learned about the radiation between Earth and the Moon. One of the instruments, called the Peregrine Ion Trap Mass Spectrometer, did really well in tests and might get to go on future missions to the Moon. Astrobotic is the first of 3 American companies working with NASA to send a lander to the moon this year. NASA is paying these companies to help with future missions to the moon. Astrobotic will get another chance later this year to try landing on the moon with a NASA rover called Viper. Another company called Intuitive Machines will also try landing on the moon next month. All of these missions are part of a bigger plan to explore and study the moon's surface.